Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, January 13th, 2014. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Arnold. If you'll rise, please.
If you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? Lord, we come to you with humble hearts, bow heads, asking that you provide your divine wisdom to us. Not just this court, every elected official in Jefferson County, to help us move this county in the right direction, to help us continue to grow and continue to be a beacon of light. These blessings we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Begin our meeting today out of order, and we will take a couple of agenda items under county commissioners, items B and C. Item B is to consider possibly approve, receive, and file a property tax abatement between OCINV and Jefferson County for phase one pursuant to chapter 312.401 of the Texas Tax Code. Item C is to consider and possibly approve, receive, and file a property tax abatement between OCINV and Jefferson County for phase two pursuant to section 312.401 of the Texas Tax Code. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. We are pleased to have with us today former Tarrant County Judge and current Texas Department of Transportation Commissioner Jeff Mosley and former Jefferson County Judge Carl Griffith here today, who have been representing OCI. It's been a long process. Is there anything y'all would like to say about the project before we vote?
Judge and Commissioners, Carl Griffith, we really, really appreciate the work that the county has done with us on this project. We have several clients that we do site selection around the nation for, and of course, this has been my family's home for five generations and hopefully for six, and we want to do all we can if we can put the project together and show our clients that this is the best place to be to bring it here, and of course, with your help, in the cities and navigation district and the school district, everybody working together as we've done for so many years to bring these kind of projects, we've done it again. So it's a home run, and thank you guys so very much. Frank Schiffer is in town, had intended to come, but a big issue came on some with this project that they had some meetings that they had to put together this afternoon. So not anything to cause any concern, but he wanted to tell you how much that OCI appreciates the county for doing this. And as you know, they're really looking at America right now for expansions. The site is large enough to do, if you were doing the same kind of project, two more projects there. So it's, if you know the owner of the company who has been in this business and family's been in the business since the early 50s, and they have about 85,000 employees worldwide, he likes to find a community that treats them well, and if they continue to do that and work with them, they continue to build projects there. That's been the MO of that company for all these decades. So I think it's a good sign for our community, as we told you when we started this, that if we could get one project here, there's no doubt in my mind our community is going to support them, because they always have done that. So thank you again. We very much appreciate your help. Commissioner Mosley, anything?
Good afternoon, Judge, members. I do also just echo Judge Griffith's comments that we thank you so much for your partnership in this wonderful economic development initiative for the state of Texas, and congratulations to Jefferson County. I know this is a very wonderful beginning. It looks like a long-range relationship, and it'll grow jobs and grow your county's tax base. So congratulations, and thank you again for your friendship.
And of course, we thank Mr. Johnson for his work and for Jim Rich's work on behalf of the Beaumont Chamber of Commerce and Jessica Hill We're obviously pleased at the job creation that these types of projects usher into a community, and we're looking forward to a long and fruitful relationship. Is there any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. We'll then finish with the other two items that are under county commissioners. Item A is to consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to sign and receive and file a deed without warranty which conveys the Albert Price Juvenile Correctional Facility located on Highway 69 and FM 3514 in Beaumont, Texas, from the state of Texas to the Jefferson County. Item D is to consider the resolution approving the action of the Jefferson County Industrial Development Corporation as to a 15th supplemental trust indenture and security agreement and other matters relating to the remarketing of January 15, 2014 of its Hurricane Ike disaster area revenue bonds for the Jefferson Refinery LLC project series 2010, including the amendment and partial assignment and assumption of the loan agreement related to such bonds. Do I have a motion on those two items? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. We will then move to items under purchasing. Item A is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a rebid for term contract for automated teller machines installation and operation for Jefferson County with Citywide ATM for the first additional one-year renewal from January 27, 2014 to January 26, 2015. Item B is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal of term contract for motor fuel for Jefferson County with Petroleum Traders and Tricon Inc. for a third additional one-year renewal from March 4, 2014 to March 3, 2015. Item C is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract price extension for inmate telephone service for Jefferson County with DSI-ITI LLC for a period of 90 days, extending the current contract expiration from February 8th 2014 to May 8th of 2014. Item D is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract price extension for contract for inmate telephone service for the Jefferson County Women's Center with Securus Technologies for a period of 90 days, extending the current contract expiration to May 25th, 2014. Item E is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a change order number one for the Keith Lake Park boat ramp with Shirley and Sons Construction for an increase of $37,880 for changes to embankment quantities, additional wood pilings, and additional concrete work, bringing the total contract to $2,270,915.08, with the days of completion remaining unchanged. Item F is consider and possibly approve an auction of surplus property as authorized by Local Government Code Section 263.152A1 to be auctioned by Horns Auction, Inc. on Saturday, February 1st, 2014 at 9 a.m. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So
moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Discussion on any of those items?
Yes, Judge and Court. Mr. Rio, item E, is that
well, during the construction of the boat ramp per se, not the bulkheading, we needed to drive six extra piles for a situation that arose, and it's strictly a construction problem, and it required a little bit of concrete work and reducing a lot of the embankment that we had included in there and removing that from the contract. So that's what this is all about.
So you're saying this was unforeseen?
Sir?
This was unforeseen, right?
It was unforeseen. It was just something we got into working in the marsh.
So it's really just stabilized.
Yes.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is to consider and approve a fiscal year 2014 budget amendment for the Sheriff's Department for replacement of livestock truck and patrol vehicle in the amount of $47,087 from contingency to capital automobiles. Item B is regular county bills, check numbers 389116 through 389352. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under engineering, two items. Item A is consider and possibly approve the final plat of Goodoe Edition, a 2.04-acre tract out of the E-Rain Survey, abstract number 44. This property is located in precinct number 1 on Boutwell Road and is within the city of Beaumont's extraterritorial jurisdiction. Item B is to execute, receive, and file pipeline permits OP-14 through OP-7P-14 to Sunoco Pipeline LP for distribution of natural gas liquids, Y-grade, refined product, crude oil, and petroleum products, and that's located in precincts 2 and 4. Okay. Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And lastly, under Sheriff's Department, item A is consider and possibly approve an authorized county judge to sign the 1033 Texas Department of Public Safety Surplus Property Program application letter for screening and receiving surplus property for compliance with the Defense Authorization Act of 1997. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, that concludes the business on our regular agenda. The only item is that next Monday is a national holiday, MLK Day. That's what I was thinking. We meet on Tuesday. Is that okay with everybody? 1:30. All righty. Our next regularly special commissioner's court meeting will be Tuesday the 21st at 1:30 p.m. Anything further? Not, then we are adjourned. Thank you.